de voir quels sont les secteurs. Donc aujourd'hui, à ce jour, nous avons 15 projets dans le secteur de l'eau. Il y a un projet qui a été, où il n'y a pas de données, bon, je pense que c'est un brouillon. Il y a 21 projets dans le domaine de TIC, informatique, ICT, 43 transports et 38 pour l'énergie. Donc les régions qui nous intéressent aujourd'hui, c'est l'Afrique du Nord. Effectivement, pour le moment, c'est la région qui a le moins de projets parce que vous avez commencé plus tard. Mais vous vous rattrapez, je vois que ça grimpe tous les jours, ça augmente. Et il y a Monsieur Hussein Talwa qui a 4 projets, il a des difficultés pour les rentrer. Donc je pense que vous allez être équivalent à d'autres régions bientôt. Donc, en termes de Ouman, 16 projets des 19 viennent de Ouman et les autres viennent de Comessa, donc de nos collègues de l'Égypte. Et parmi les 118 projets, il y a 23 qui sont validés et 95 qui sont en cours. Alors, qu'est-ce que ça veut dire valider? Valider veut dire que le CER est content avec le. Décide que le projet est complet et clique le bouton validation pour valider le projet, passe en vert et personne ne peut plus le modifier. Et comme ça, nous, on peut commencer à travailler là-dessus, à faire l'évaluation du projet. So, I will switch in English now. So, colleagues, clicking here. Ah, sorry. Wait. Okay, so this is the English site. Okay, clicking in English here. And you will see the list. We have to date 118 projects submitted already. And the filter shows that we have 38 in energy sector, 21 in ICT, 15 in water sector, 43 in transport, which is the largest sector. Northern region has 19. Some have more, but Northern is also picking up because new projects are coming now. And out of the 19, 16 are from Amu, and the rest are from Comessa, from essentially Egypt, etc. And 23 have been validated. So validation means clicking here on all, you will see the list of 118. And you will see the green projects with the green background are projects that RECs consider to be complete. So they are validated as being complete. And the background turns to green. This also helps you to navigate easier and to focus on those who are not yet validated. So this is the list of projects. Before we go to the actual list for the Northern, we'll have a look at the submission form. So this is the submission form. And we will deal with the question, with the problems that some of you are having maybe on an individual basis, but normally it's a simple four-step process. The first step is title, select the sector. Once you select the sector, you get the corresponding subsectors, the member states doing the project, clicking from the pick list and the wider group of beneficiary countries, the REC and the institution, if there's an project institution, next. Then once you fill all of these, you click next. You will go to the second page here. But to be able to do this, actually, I will need to maybe put some data. I'm clicking just any data just to go to the next page. And the next page is, okay. So if you don't click the right data, okay, institution was not there, okay. Then it takes you to the next page, which is strategic alignment, where you put the source in the REC master plan, the description, you can cut and paste. Objective, location, you can upload a map, a Google Earth map, size, and here you click the corridor criteria, one of the five. And if you can put a note to explain your choice, Then the technical specifications, again, cut and paste, and innovative smart features, the project financials in $1 million. This is the implementation cost and not the studies cost only. If you don't have the implementation cost, you have only the studies, development cost, please indicate that it is development cost, then gender actions, then last milestone, etc. You can upload 10 megabytes of data. The data uploaded is only visible to you and to the RECs. This data is not made public. Everything else will be accessible to all registered members. Sorry, not public, but registered members. Then the last sheet here is the project contact, but we need to fill this second sheet before we go. So project contact is very simply the name of the two people, the main contact and the secondary contact, looking at the project. So if we take a project in your region, say we take you don't have any validated projects, maybe you take this one, aviation capacity building in Africa, soft asset project. So in this case, the project contact is Mr. Ashraf Shardi, head of civil aviation, etc., and his colleague Imam Khalil from Egypt also. So this is the basically how we submit projects. Once you have submitted, you need to talk to the REC, who will then ensure that this project is part of some master plan and is in fact a regional project. Then he will validate, it will turn green, and then we can proceed with the screening, the analysis. Bon, je vais résumer en français pour les collègues. Le processus de soumission de projet consiste à commencer par les informations basiques, type titre, secteur, sous-secteur, etc. Ensuite, la deuxième section, c'est le corps du projet, où il y a je vais basculer en français déjà. Voilà, le titre, le corps du projet, c'est la source dans les plans nationaux, les plans régionaux. Bref, description, l'objectif, le site, le map. Dans ce cas, c'était ce projet d'aéroport. Vous pouvez télécharger les cartes, les Google Earth, Google Maps, etc. Et ensuite, l'alignement par rapport au corridor existant et les détails qui permettent de renseigner les critères, l'état du projet et finalement la partie contact, qui sont les contacts du projet. Ok, donc je crois que s'il y a des questions, en fait, je pense à ce stade, ce serait bien qu'on prenne les questions sur tout ce qui est difficulté en termes de compréhension du site, etc. Donc une fois que tout le monde a bien compris cet aspect de comment soumettre les projets, comment valider les projets, quels sont les rôles et tout. On voudrait vous écouter si vous avez s'il y a des doutes, des choses que vous n'avez pas compris, qui ne marchent pas. Monsieur Hussein Taloua, hi, Mr. Hussein, maybe you,
yes.
You raised the point, actually, I read the mail that when you are when you're trying to input the project, and so then you must submit, actually. Maybe the problem is submit. So once you do, at the bottom here, you have a submit button. So you need to submit. Once you submit, then the project cannot be deleted. Otherwise, if you don't click submit and you go back to the top, it will assume that you are still correcting the same page.
Excuse me, Mr. Krishna. When I submit the project, yeah. can I change or edit something?
You can change any time. This is what we try to explain also. You can make any number of changes. You can upload, delete, update the content until it is validated. So the moment it is validated by, and it's not you who validate, it will be validated by your REC. So in your case, you are from Libya. I guess if it's a project under AMU, UMA, it will be you.
UMA, yes.
If it's a project under COMESA, are you under COMESA also, I think?
Yuma.
Just Yuma. So Younes. Then you need to talk to Mr. Younes. He will look at your project. Maybe if he has questions, he will ask you a few questions. Maybe align, make sure that you are both on the same wavelength. You understand each other. You both agree. Then he will validate. Then the project turns green. Then nobody can change anything. If you need, if you need to change, then you need to call us to inform us. Then we can reactivate the project, and then you can make changes. But all that should happen before the 30th of June.
Okay. My issue is when I save as draft.
Yes.
When I save the project as draft.
Yes.
Then I want to add a new project.
Yes.
I found the same detail, the same information that what I have.
Yes, but then what you should understand. So you don't find a blank sheet. What you should do probably is refresh the screen, go back to the list of projects. Once you submit here, okay, let's do a test actually. Let's do a test. Okay. Suppose I go to submission form.
Mm-hmm.
Let me open a submission form. So we go. Okay, this is the project I started. So you click next. Mm-hmm. Then I will need to fill some dummy data. You know, it's from this. This is the project. This is the objective. Map. I don't put the size is here. You click one of these. Technical specs, market size, dollars. You put $10 million. You know, some gender action. You click, let's say this. You don't, for the moment, I won't add any file. I say next. There was a problem. He's looking for one of the fields that is missing. So which one? Errors are marked below. Can you see which one?
Location.
This one, location size. Eastern Kenya, okay. So then you say you save the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Save the draft. And then I'll go to contacts. So I'll say, it's my name, obviously, my name.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say I can save draft and go to next. So then I go to next. And I need the second contact. So let's say it's somebody else. Actually, it needs both contacts. Huh?
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Country, whatever, Cote d'Ivoire. Let's say draft again. Okay, so now I got a project. If I want to see now. So the best thing is you go and see your project. So you go to propose projects. That's it. That's my project here. SIS, energy, whatever, Guinea-Bissau, West Africa. This is the one I just introduced. Project number one. You see your project. You verify that. Then you want to introduce the next project. So you go back again to the submission form and you start again. So obviously you will see your old information. Yes, that is not a problem, but you can write, override. You just write new information. We can try.
Okay.
Some time, okay. But you know, we can try.
Okay. That's what I do. Okay.
Yeah. Let us see. So let's write new project here. And then you go on, next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you need to write something else, maybe whatever here, new stuff. Okay, let's say we don't change anything.
Okay.
We change a few things and we say next. Okay, let's assume we keep the same. Okay, we say save draft.
Save draft.
Yeah.
Delete the first one and
And 1 second. Let us check something. Let's check the list. You see new project is there. Ah, yes, but it has deleted the old one.
Yes, that's what I have. Yes.
Okay, I understand what you mean. Yeah.
Okay.
But let me check one thing. Yeah, you're right, actually. This is a problem. Okay, so I will definitely my colleague will look into this. I will call my colleague based in South Africa, Ephraim. We will look into this, and we'll come back to you definitely. But any other persons had problems with this?
Excuse me?
Any other people had this? No, I'm asking other colleagues now. Anybody else had this kind of problem? Anyway, maybe not. So let us, we will come back definitely on this and eventually write to all of you to give you the process to add these multiple projects. But in the meantime, maybe you can start with the first project, the one project you want to add. Let it appear here, and then we can look at the, I'm just checking whether it's somewhere down.
No.
You will not there. You checked also. Okay. It's not in the list down. Anyway, this will be addressed. Don't worry. We will address this. So, any other questions on submission apart from this problem we're having?
For me, not just this question.
Okay. Any other questions from other members? Okay, maybe if not, we can go to the list.
The actual Krishna, list. Perhaps you should translate the problem to people who don't
in the French
speak English
language. Yeah. Okay. Donc, collègue francophone, Monsieur Talois a eu un souci pour insérer deux projets de suite. Donc, il a inséré un premier projet qui est paru correctement, mais en insérant le deuxième projet. Maybe this is the maybe c'est ça le problème en fait. Add new project. So Mr. Talwa,
I use this.
Okay. Non, yes. Donc, le problème subsiste et on va éclairer, on va comprendre pourquoi il y a ce problème et on va vous envoyer, on va vous communiquer en fait quelle est la comment le gérer, comment contourner ce problème pour pouvoir soumettre plusieurs projets d'affilée.
Krishna.
Yeah. Yes, you know.
Peut-être le ce problème. Maybe this problem appeared 2 days ago. Maybe. Because other colleagues have submitted
many projects. I also think something was changed in the meantime, because this is a new problem. We never had this problem. We tested the website hundreds of times. We have 119 projects already. I think it's good you found this out, and I think this may be due to some changes made recently on the program or whatever. So we're looking into this. Don't worry. We will definitely address this, and then we will communicate the solution to this. Once it is addressed, we'll let you know what was the problem and how.
Mr. Krishna, excuse me.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a cause to the. Limited permissions or something like that.
Sorry, limited machines, limited memory.
Limit permission.
No. You have national focal point rights. You, it's not linked to that. You have national focal point, which gives you full rights to enter any number of projects you want.
Okay.
I don't think it's linked to the access right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Younes, can we move to the list of UMA projects?
Yes, of course. Yes, please.
So you have the list, you just click on proposed projects, you go to the filter. Donc on va passer au projet de UMA. Donc on clique ici sur la liste des projets proposés, sur le filtre. Et dans le filtre, on descend à Northern Africa ici, qui nous donne les 19 projets. Donc ici, en cliquant, allons dire All, on voit la liste des 19 projets. On peut passer en revue les 19 projets. Alors,
maybe we can, maybe Krishna, we can North Africa. Ah, okay, not okay. Sorry,
Krishna.
Sorry.
Yes. Krishna, what I notice is there is no ICT project in the northern region.
Let me check. Let us check.
Yes.
So
yes,
if we sort by, let's sort by sector. So sort by sector is here. So energy appears first because it's E. We have free energy projects. Forget about this blank graph here. Somebody was trying to do some tests. So we have free energy projects. One is the Transsaharien. One is from Algeria.
That's a multi-sectoral project, actually.
Multi-region.
No, it's also multi-sectoral because I think there is a fiber running around there, and there's a road also running from Algeria to Niger.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a look. So this is the project, Transsaharien. It's from Algeria to Nigeria via Niger. And these are the details. It's in French, actually. Actually, I talked to Mrs. Bou Leila yesterday.
There is an ICT component, actually. I think
we as well. An ICT. So we will check this, actually. We will. Yes. I need to read. I didn't have time to read through the details, but definitely yes.
Because there is a road, and there is a this thing, an ICT component, and there's I think the road is almost completed. If I'm not wrong, the fiber from Algeria to Niger has been completed.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a missing link there, which might be from Niger to Nigeria, but I think they added another component which was supposed to link Niger and mm-hmm. Chad, which is a fiber as well. But
so we can actually,
this is a PC project.
PPICI.
PICI project. Yes.
Okay. So we can talk separately with Madame Boumaza, the project owner, and address these issues and maybe. Ah, vous êtes connectée, madame? Allô? Allô?
This is Halima speaking.
Ah, Halima, okay. Please mute your mic if you, Mrs. Halima, if you don't think. Okay. So we will address this individually with the owners. Abdou, if you find something or some things you want to suggest, don't hesitate to contact directly the project owner. You have the contacts there. Just write to them, and then you can raise these points on a bilateral basis and address them. And
I'll try and see if I can talk to Mustafa as well.
Yeah,
because he's the PICI coordinator.
Ah, okay. Yes, that kind of coordination is very helpful at this stage, actually, because otherwise it's difficult to come back to this later. The second one is a very Please, colleague, could you mute your mic, those who are not speaking, please? Yeah. Alors, le deuxième projet, c'est un projet du Maroc, très innovant, concernant le hub d'hydrogène. Donc, ça, je suis en contact avec Monsieur Zoubert. Contact avec Monsieur Zoubert pour ce projet qui est un exemple d'innovation en termes de conversion d'énergie excédentaire de la région vers l'hydrogène liquide pour l'exploitation éventuellement. Le troisième, c'est l'étude de faisabilité d'interconnexion Mauritanie-Maroc. Troisième projet dans le domaine de l'énergie. Nous avons deux projets dans le domaine des transports, toujours en draft. Mais on sait que M. Houssen Talwa va rajouter 4 projets dans le domaine de l'eau, je suppose.
The fifth project,
Mr. Hussein, your projects, the 4 projects you mentioned are in the water sector.
No, yes, the fifth project using solar and wind energy.
Ah,
yes. When I tried to submit the other projects, they refused.
Okay. Ah, so this one is your project also, the solar and wind, etc. Okay, good.
Yes.
So solar wind, Libya, Tunisia is the this project, but there are other projects.
Krishna.
Yeah.
Krishna.
Yeah.
He said when he wanted to submit other projects, they were refused. Which projects were refused?
Yeah, we just discussed this. This is the long discussion we just had, but we said this is something new happening. And we have contacted Ephraim. Ephraim is looking at this. Why is this happening now?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so the discussion
that's technicality.
We just had.
Yes.
Yeah. This
yes.
is
no.
Just
no.
The
that's
discussion.
Fine. Yeah. Yes. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So nice. This. Yeah. This one is from. I guess this is a multi-region system d'aquifer. Okay. This is the project from OSS.
OSS.
OSS, yeah. I'm aware of this, so we're in touch with them. It's dropped, but what is important now, Younes, is to follow up. Ce qui est très important, Younes, c'est de suivre avec toutes les personnes, surtout les projets qui sont draft, parce que le risque, c'est que draft veut dire que certains champs obligatoires ne sont pas renseignés. Alors, autant c'est très facile de valider un projet qui n'est pas draft, parce qu'il suffit de cliquer sur un bouton vert. Le bouton que vous pouvez passer au vert, ça prend 2 secondes. Autant ça prend beaucoup de temps, ça pourrait prendre du temps pour renseigner les champs manquants. Donc il faut s'assurer qu'au fur et à mesure qu'on s'approche du 30, il n'y ait aucun projet qui reste en draft. Ils soient tous dans cet état où on peut relier, corriger les fautes, etc. Ça donne aussi l'occasion à d'autres personnes d'ajouter des commentaires.
Krishna, donc pour les projets, on a commencé au niveau de l'UMA. Moi, Monsieur Hassan Bouti, oui. Monsieur Nordin Aboudaïd, on a commencé à discuter les projets. Comme tu as dit, on n'a pas voulu maintenant prendre le risque de valider les projets. On laisse un petit peu. Peut-être il y aura des changements. On a quelques remarques sur le projet qu'on va communiquer dans les 2 jours ou bien les 3 jours qui viennent au pays. Aussi, on est en contact par téléphone presque chaque jour avec les points focaux nationaux.
D'accord.
Et chaque jour, donc on est en contact avec eux chaque jour. S'il y a des problèmes, s'il y a des informations qu'ils veulent pour se missionner, comment et tout ça. Donc, on ne voulait pas prendre maintenant le risque de valider pour que par la suite, on ne peut pas changer. Donc, mais dans les prochains jours, on est en contact avec eux, on va les envoyer nos remarques en tant qu'équipe de l'UMA. Et après le 30 ou bien comme ça, le 29, on peut valider.
D'accord, super. Aussi longtemps que c'est sous contrôle, vous n'êtes pas pris de surprise par le temps et tout, il n'y a aucun souci. Par contre, si vous regardez en fait l'approche de vos collègues à la CDAO, en fait, eux, ils ont adopté peut-être une approche un petit peu différente. Eux, ils ont procédé beaucoup plus séquentiellement. Ils ont commencé très tôt, effectivement, mais ils ont aussi, au fur et à mesure qu'ils étaient contents avec le projet, mais c'est surtout parce que c'est eux qui centralisent tout, ils l'ont validé. Donc, c'est eux, ils ont dans les 23 projets, il y a 21 qui sont validés, je pense, de la CDAO. Alors, peut-être que dans les 2-3 jours à venir, une fois que vous avez terminé ce travail de consultation, de completeness check, est-ce que tous les champs sont bien renseignés, toutes les informations sont là, que vous êtes satisfait, ben, il faudrait à un moment donné commencer, peut-être durant le week-end qui vient là, commencer à valider au fur et à mesure. Comme ça, si vous avez une liste de 25 et qu'il y a 15 qui sont verts, ben vous savez où est-ce qu'il faut aller. Il faut mettre l'attention sur les autres qui ne sont pas verts. Ça vous facilite la tâche aussi hein, dans votre travail de tri.
Tout à fait, oui.
OK. Donc, je vois ce projet de Libyan Alternative Freeway. So, this is from Libya. Is that from you, from Mr. Talwa? Libyan Alternative
No. This is from Sami Sadi. Is
okay, Mr. Sadi. Yeah. Sadi. So you're following this, Younes, and you're aware of this. Good. Ensuite, au niveau de l'Algérie, nous avons ces 2 projets de modernisation. Est-ce que nous avons quelqu'un de l'Algérie connecté aujourd'hui? Younes, tu vois les points focaux Algérie connectés? Non. Bon, on peut aller regarder, c'est qui?
J'ai pas vu Monsieur Chotbi.
Oui, Monsieur Chotbi.
Il y a
C'est lui qui a mis le projet. Apparemment, il n'est pas connecté.
En fait, c'est Boualem Chetibi. Chetibi et Hasni Abbas.
Voilà, Chetibi.
Chetibi. Bon, ils ne sont pas connectés, c'est pas grave. Mais ce qui est très important, moi quand j'ai regardé ce projet, j'ai vu que peut-être il faut renforcer le caractère régional. Hein. C'est ça le risque que je vois un peu dans ce projet, c'est que comment faire ressortir ce caractère en fait plus, je dirais, régional, quoi. Parce que c'est une route nationale, transsaharienne, etc. Bon, il faut que ça ressorte bien, hein, que ça connecte en fait deux pays entre eux, ou on peut traverser pour aller vers un autre pays et tout. Même pareil pour celui-là, le dédoublement de la...
Le deuxième, voilà, le premier,
dédoublement.
Le premier, c'est le premier Krishna numéro 8, c'est une partie de Tâche 2, c'est une partie de la Transsaharienne, de l'autoroute Alger-Niger.
D'accord.
Apparemment. C'est une partie du corridor déjà planifié dans le cadre du Tâche.
D'accord.
La neuvième, ça c'est apparemment la même remarque que je partage avec toi au niveau national. On a eu une petite discussion, comme je dis, au niveau de l'UMA. Peut-être qu'on peut demander à M. Chetibi de nous éclaircir sur le caractère régional.
D'accord.
Si je ne me trompe pas, M. Hassan Bouti, il est connecté aussi maintenant avec nous, s'il peut intervenir aussi. Mais c'est ça, c'est justement la remarque qu'on a eue. Et on a dit qu'on peut saisir M. Chetibi pour peut-être qu'il a d'autres informations.
D'accord. Donc, il faudrait se rapprocher avec M. Chetibi, soulever ce point, clarifier, pour que vous puissiez le valider. Hein. Sinon, vous aurez du mal à le valider, en fait. OK. D'accord. Donc, dédoublement, on a vu. Poste pétrolier, port de l'Asfa, le Maroc. Ça, c'est chez vous, chez de votre côté, Younes. Donc, ça, je pense que c'est OK. Extension de la D7 Nord du port de Casablanca. Donc ça, il faudrait voir avec le point focal, la personne qui a soumis ça, le caractère régional et tout. Réalisation du poste pétrolier du port d'Agadir. Donc, amélioration des prestations Transmaghreb.
Transmaghreb, oui.
Ça, c'est OK. Ça, il n'y a pas de problème. Le train à grande vitesse, je pense que c'est... Il y a une dimension régionale, parce que je suppose que ça va ici aussi aider à raccorder les... ça va aller jusqu'à la frontière, si j'ai bien compris.
Ça, c'est lorsqu'on regarde le numéro 14. Moi, j'ai des remarques là-dessus parce que déjà dans la localisation, si tu veux, Afrique. Donc, est-ce que c'est une part du train grande vitesse au niveau du Maroc ou au niveau du Maghreb? Parce que bon, j'ai du mal à comprendre le projet là-dessus.
OK. Donc, ben, c'est ce genre de choses qu'il faut soulever avec le point focal pour s'assurer que... Attendez, je dois remettre mon filtre. Pour s'assurer que...
Si vous permettez,
bon,
est-ce que vous permettez que j'intervienne? Donc, voilà. Donc, voilà, c'est... je suis le point focal pour ce qui est du transport, pour les transports. Donc, alors concernant les deux projets dans le domaine du rail, donc il y a premièrement, quand vous avez vu l'amélioration des prestations du Transmaghreb, donc ça c'est pour relier entre en fait c'est une ligne classique, c'est pas un TGV, c'est pour améliorer la ligne existante déjà et qui relie Casablanca à Tunis via l'Algérie.
Okay.
Donc, l'étude de ce projet a été réalisée récemment sous l'égide de l'Union du Maghreb arabe. Donc, M. Younes, il est au courant de ce projet-là. On en avait parlé d'ailleurs. Il y a des réunions qui se sont tenues pour finaliser ce projet. Concernant le train à grande vitesse africain, donc c'est l'un des projets phares de l'agenda 2063 de l'Union africaine. Et puis, l'Union africaine avait déjà fait appel à l'ONCF, à l'Office national marocain des chemins de fer, pour apporter sa contribution à la définition des termes de référence de ce projet-là.
Okay.
Donc déjà, l'Union africaine est impliquée dans ce projet. On discutera beaucoup plus avec Monsieur Younes sur ce projet-là. Concernant les projets portuaires, donc j'avais parlé à Monsieur Younes à propos de ça. J'ai dit portuaire, c'est un peu difficile de ressortir le caractère régional parce que les ports, c'est pas un port qui va se trouver sur une frontière entre deux pays. Donc, mais quand même, il m'a dit qu'ils ont une particularité qui va être prise en compte dans le, disons, dans la validation des projets qui seront retenus. Et puis, autre chose, donc, mais j'ai, quand j'étais en train de, disons, de soumissionner les projets sur la plateforme. Donc, même si j'avais des informations qui n'étaient pas complètes, pour pouvoir passer d'un projet à l'autre, j'ai dû des fois mettre un X ou des petits points.
Voilà, voilà.
En sachant que j'allais retourner sur la plateforme pour compléter, parce que je ne savais pas qu'il fallait appuyer sur le bouton Add New Project que vous avez. Voilà. Ah. Mais ça ne veut pas dire que ces projets-là ne seront pas complétés. Au contraire, ils le seront bien avant le 30 juin en partenariat avec les secteurs concernés.
D'accord.
Voilà. Merci.
Parfait, parfait. Merci.
Krishna?
Okay. Oui. Oui. Ah, Sarah Touzi. C'est Sarah Touzi?
Oui, c'est Sarah Touzi.
Allez-y, allez-y. Oui, j'avais vu votre main levée, mais on attendait qu'on finisse.
Non, il n'y a pas de problème parce qu'en plus, je dois quitter pour une autre réunion. C'est pour ça, au fait. Ouais. Je m'excuse. Je voulais juste un petit commentaire ou peut-être un avis, parce que autant je comprends la volonté d'avoir un nombre important de projets qui sont soumis, autant il faudrait aussi garder dans l'esprit, c'est que finalement, il y aurait une sélection de ces projets. Il n'y en aura qu'une dizaine par région qui sont retenues au niveau du PIDA PAP 2, en tout cas dans cette première phase, en tout cas en janvier 2021. Mm-hmm. Et donc, je me demande, je pose la réflexion, parce que dans le cas, en l'occurrence, du bassin du SAS, quand M. Talois a parlé des 5 projets à proposer, finalement, ils sont dans un même bassin versant, transfrontalier. Donc, peut-être qu'ils peuvent faire partie d'un unique projet qui est beaucoup plus ambitieux avec différentes composantes complémentaires, au fait. Je pense que c'est quelque chose qu'il faudrait peut-être y penser parce que ça permet d'augmenter d'un autre côté la chance d'avoir ce projet. Parce que ça a un sens d'abord, parce que ça a un lien, c'est cohérent, c'est une gestion au niveau d'un seul bassin versant. Et puis, ça permet aussi d'avoir un projet intégré, cohérent, ambitieux et qui aurait plus de chances d'être retenu parmi la liste des projets qu'il a.
Ah, Hassan, ça va. Anna, j'essaie d'introduire. Là, Anna, il est quand même chez Hamza, tu le dis.
Younes, oui, ok, elle mute. Ok, donc je vais peut-être intervenir et peut-être les membres. Bon, je vais peut-être déjà traduire, hein, parce que c'est une question importante. Je vais traduire pour nos collègues et puis on va. Yes. Allô?
Oui, Krishna.
Yes. I think it's good that you translated.
Yeah.
So please do.
The question from Sarah Touzi, I think, is a good question. She's raising the point about if each region has an allocation of 10 projects, why do we need the effort of inputting so many projects, many more than 10? And then she's suggesting that would it be possible in this case to group these projects, some of these projects, in a more ambitious, I would say, regional project, so that we can have more, I mean, we can take on board more of these. So I think...
Krishna, if I may add to clarify a little bit. Yeah. Yes, because I was mentioning that in the same transboundary basin, where there is coherence, where there is integration of different activities that can occur, because it's already well physically delimited. So the idea, instead of having maybe multiple projects that are small projects, maybe one of the strategic decisions that the region and the countries can make is to have for the same transboundary basin one ambition project instead of 5. not merging two different basins, but for the same basin where it makes sense, it's coherent. And then you have one big project with different components. So it wasn't to merge the Umiden with the SAS. No. It was about one transboundary basin, one big project that shows integration and it makes sense. And just to finish, because indeed then instead of putting five micro projects or mini projects in competition, then you have, and with the aim of, or the hope of having only one selected, then you have one big project with more chances to get it selected as PDAPAP2. That was the idea.
Yeah. No, but Sarah, that's the whole idea. That's the beauty of the integrated concept, because your whole sphere or the whole aquifer system is a corridor running in various different countries. So I see no reason why you should just come up with one project. Come up with a multiple of projects that integrate to form the whole.
Yeah, that's a good point, Abdu.
That's a good idea.
The water sector is very specific. I agree that the water sector may be a little different from the other three sectors, because these aquifers and these river basins, actually, they are connected systems. It's very difficult to consider them on a micro basis. At the same time, I would like to add two points. When you mention 10 projects, it doesn't mean that the other projects will be rejected. It means 10 projects will go in the priority list, the short list, it is called. The short list means this is the focus for the immediate coming years in terms of project development, finance, etc. But then we the other projects remain in the long list. As long as the project is eligible, as long as the project validates, please can you switch off your mics if you're not talking, please?
Krishna, I'll further dilate on what you're saying. The whole idea is to have a pipeline.
Yes.
And unlike PDAPAP 1, where we just have a pipeline without prioritizing the ones that can easily be done immediately, what we're saying here is let's have a pipeline, even if it's 50, but we're prioritizing the first 10 that are the most likely to be push into financial close, and then the others will follow. What we're just doing is we're just prioritizing it, but we need a pipeline, not 10 projects, but if we can have as many as possible, that would be the idea, because then it's easy to prioritize.
And I would say it's also a dynamic pipeline, a dynamic process. As soon as projects graduate, actually, projects are not meant to remain in that shortlist. The main objective of putting them there, as you said, is to make them graduate to financial close. Then they go out of the 10, and the 11th, 12th, 13th move into the shortlist. This is the whole idea of that pipeline, which Abdu is mentioning. So it doesn't mean that projects are never rejected. It's not possible. Once they are eligible, they go in that pipeline and they remain there for the next 10 years. This pipeline is valid for next 10 years. The risk if you do not submit enough projects is that you consume the 10 within the next 5 years, and then you don't have anything to work on in the next remaining 5 years. So that's why it's good to have a good reserve list of projects. In the long list, it's called the reserve list, so that as soon as either projects graduate or for some whatever reason projects get blocked, then a decision could be taken to remove them and replace them with projects which are now more relevant. So that is a very dynamic process.
I see your point, but I think it's really local context, contextualized, and it can be discussed further, because I know, I mean, it's not a matter of no having no more project, because these are different actions that are selected in the same basin. But anyhow, that was an idea, and I think it still, I think it's worthy considering when reading and going through the projects, and to see if there is any integration that can be made. So instead of having multiple mini projects, it's also a good idea to have the integrated corridor approach, where you can bring different, and it's also about the geographical scope, etc. So you can maybe bring more integration and have a more coherent project. So again, it was just a remark, but it's a decision to be made considering what would be proposed and suggested by the countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. I think this is where we invite institutions like you, GWP and REX to do that kind of value addition, to see the opportunities for these corridors and to try to group projects to be more integrated. But what we should also avoid is the program, you know, the program effect that we had in PIDAPAP 1, that we have, projects made of so many different components that it's impossible to implement in terms of financial close, because as you know, financial analysis, financial due diligence is based on a very specific, so it has to be specific enough for it to be treated as one entity, one project to be analyzed and to be financed as such. So the other extreme also should be avoided. But I think you're right, in this water sector, there's definitely work to be done to look at this dimension of water corridor, of integrated regional, the water basins and aquifers and all that, and to come up with more coherent integrated projects. You are right about this. Okay, so Younes, anybody who's been...
Krishna. Maybe can we hear from Hussein Talloa from this point, because his focal point, who can submit or group all the projects for the water sector?
He's the focal point for Libya.
For Libya, yes. But it's about for Libya and water sector, I think, from SAS.
I'm the coordinator of the consultation mechanism of Northwest Sahara Coffee System, SAS.
Yes.
Actually, this project was suggested by the at the Bermain Technical Committee meeting. They recommend to any country suggest two projects. That's what we have in actually. Algeria, Libya, and Tunisia. Each country, they have to suggest or to propose two projects in the Northwest Sahara Coffee System. So now we have four projects, two from Libya, I think two is quite ready from Tunisia, and Algeria, we are waiting to provide me to buy the two projects. You're hearing me?
Yes, we hear you. We hear you very well. No.
Yes.
This is good. This is good, actually. I think this is probably that northern region with the Sahara is probably the region where water is the most critical element. So it's good that these organizations, GWP and your organization and OSS and all that, are very active. And I think colleagues, Christine, I think, is there. We've done a lot of effort this time to make sure we had this webinar, so that we have more water projects. And we have 15, actually, which is already much better than PAP 1. But you're right, we should now improve on this, add more, and maybe make them more coherent, more integrated.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Okay. Thank you. So moving on in this list. So we have, we discussed about the ports. Okay, for the ports, what I wanted to say actually, Younes, maybe it would be helpful to look at the hinterland concept. Whenever there is a port, whether it's a petroleum or whatever port, what is the logistics dimension of this? Not only from the for the distribution point of view. So, for example, how do other countries can benefit from the presence of this port in terms of access to fuels, to petroleum resources? Or if it's a port to export, then how it can export the regional resources?
Yes, of course.
Station. Okay, so we've looked at Transmaghreb, we looked at Train à Grande Vitesse. Yeah, so the autoroute de contournement de la ville de Ouja.
Donc ça, c'est un projet qui fait partie de l'autoroute transmaghrébine. Okay. En fait, c'est une partie du Touch 1. Touch 1. En fait, l'Algérie, il a terminé l'autoroute Est-Ouest. Donc, ça veut dire de la frontière de la Tunisie avec la Tunisie à la frontière avec le Maroc. Le Maroc, l'autoroute, il s'arrête maintenant à la ville d'Oujda. Maintenant, c'est une partie de connecter le Maroc avec l'Algérie, donc dans le cadre de l'autoroute maghrébine. Donc, c'est une partie de l'autoroute transmaghrébine, Tachouan.
Ok, parfait.
Si vous permettez, là, je peux rajouter juste que c'est juste un tronçon de 23 à 24 kilomètres qui reste pour relier l'autoroute marocaine à l'autoroute algérienne et comme ça compléter le transmaghrébin autoroutier.
D'accord.
Voilà. Là.
Parfait. Merci. Donc, il faut bien faire ressortir ces choses-là. Hein. Il faut bien faire ressortir la dimension TAH, comment ça s'intègre dans les plans de l'Union africaine, de autoroute transcontinentale, etc. Je vois Dr. Dafala. Dr. Dafala, you have raised hands. You want to intervene now?
Yes, I raised my hand there a long time because I want to comment on the point that raised by Sarah. Yes. If you look to the projects, there is some soft projects, especially the one dealing with the enabling environment and capacity building, that I think can be a big project. Because when you have enabling environment, for example, this is what I want to suggest for ICT, the enabling environment can be one project because there is similarities between them. So we don't need to have different projects in this country, the others in the other region and so on. We can have one project and then implement it by regions and so on. So it is a good idea to have those small projects to group them together. Even in ICT, you might have some terrestrial optical fiber, which the cost might be 10 million, 20 million US dollars, and you have another one. You can group it by region. That this is a terrestrial for the north region, the other one for east region, and so on. I think the grouping is a good idea for having more projects. When they satisfy the other criteria's elements, we can group them so that we can have big projects instead of looking for tiny project for 10 million or 20 million and so on.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. This is a good. Can I come in here, please?
Yes, please, Ms. Dora.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I fully support what the what have just been said. And I would just like to mention two points. One is that we do have a commonality of language in the North African region, and we are not taking advantage of it. So in what concerns ICT, the costs of developing a program for one of the North African region can very well be used, to other Arab-speaking North African countries. And that is a major advantage we are really not taking it into account, sorry. The second point is that there is, and I'm coming back to my first intervention about the water component, that there is now a growing understanding to the concept of the nexus water, food, energy, and its integration when you look at projects and especially projects which are transnational. So I wanted to suggest the possibility to include in this ICT component the possibility of developing an exchange platform, web-based, which would be a repository of or the existing initiatives in what concerns this holistic approach of water, food, energy nexus. I know for a fact that GIZ, who's working with PIDA in Addis Ababa, has been sponsoring or maybe still sponsoring a project on that theme. And I do believe that it could be, it fits very well, the ICT application, and I believe it could be a valuable program to look into as a principle. Yes?
Can I ask a question, please?
Sorry?
This is Ibrahim Issa from Ministry of Civil Aviation, Egypt.
Yes.
I want to ask a question. If the project is the sharing between many REC, how we will validate it? Which under which region will discuss it in details? Who is responsible for discussing which region, which REC region will discuss this details of this?
Well, I would personally suggest, as long as we are in the North Africa region, to expand it not just to the Maghreb countries, but to expand it to the whole of the North Africa region, and maybe starting with the Arab-speaking countries, because it's not only the commonality of language between us, it also is probably the commonality of geographical conditions, as well as the needed approach to climate change programs, which means that the challenges related to the integration of energy projects, to water projects, to food projects, meaning food meaning agro-processing, of course, agriculture and food processing, is absolutely essential in order to maximize investments and maximize the outcome of projects. And again, ICT is a really cross-cutting program which serves all those sectors.
Are you send the Egyptian project, two projects to commit this or not yet?
Sorry?
Are you send the Egyptian project to the two project of Egyptian? Are you sent for COMESA or not yet?
No, we did not. We have developed a proposal for Egypt along the scheme of the water, food, energy nexus, and to develop an ICT tools to identify, analyze, promote and exchange among the researchers and private sector and public, I mean, and businesses, let's say not private sector, researcher and businesses along the lines of this program. So we would be happy to share it among the group and look at the possibility to expand it at a regional level. But I would personally be in favor of starting in a specific region which shares the same key characteristics. And that is why I was suggesting North Africa as a whole.
Okay. I think
thank you very much.
This is possible. Maybe I can reply quickly to one of the queries that was raised by the colleague from Egypt. The question is, the shortlisting is done per region. So as long as the participating countries are within the same region, in this case, the northern region, then that project will fall under the quota, the short list of 10, that is the allocation of 10 for that region. But if a project like, for example, the VicMed project of Egypt cuts across two or three regions, VicMed cuts across North, East, and Central Africa, then it will fall under a different. It will not be accounted for by the in the regional quota. It will be a separate category called the continental category, which where projects cut across two or more regions. So I think that answers that question. So the other question of within a region, which REC? But that depends on, especially I think that that problem arises mostly more in the eastern region where EAC and IGAD have a large overlap. But in the case of northern region, I don't think there's a big issue with this because it depends on which master plan, actually. It depends on which REC has been working on this and whether the project in which master plan this project is referenced is included. I think that would be the approach. So the question is, which REC should validate? Is the REC which is most involved in this project and where this project appears in their master plan would be the REC to validate the project if there are multiple RECs. Does that answer the question?
Thank you very much, sir. Many thanks for you.
Thank you. Any other hands? If no hands raised, maybe we move back to the list of projects. Let me see. Oh la la. Okay, this one. Okay, so we had reached actually this one, the aviation capacity building in Africa soft asset project from Egypt. Let's have a look. Is the owner connected today? Do we have somebody from the Mr. Ashraf Shadi or Ms. the Iman Khalil, Mrs. Khalil? Maybe they're not connected, but
yes, Ms. Khalil is connected, Krishna, but she is having problems with her mic, so she is typing in the chat box.
Okay, so we looked at this, actually. This is a soft project, and this is one of the projects which has the colleague, I think, Dora, you're from Egypt also. These types of projects would benefit, the soft projects would be the types of project that could benefit the whole region, northern region, in terms of what is being proposed. So we move on to the next project.
Krishna?
Yeah?
Sorry, that project, the aviation project, yeah. I know they're touting it as a regional one, mm-hmm. but if it's a training and capacity development program,
mm-hmm.
is it something that can be a continental project?
That's a good point, actually. I heard your point even yesterday. You were saying
it is possible to be a continental project.
Yeah?
It's actually a continental project.
Project.
Okay, so then what needs to be done, if it's a continental project, then here the region here which appears is only Northern Africa. So
yes, but they can
add. They should add.
They can also sell it as a center for excellence in terms of developing capacity, so that we can use it as part of the continental capacity building project.
Yes.
In terms of things you need to do.
Okay.
Because if the capacity is there, because there is another thing also. I think in ICT, I don't know why the Egyptian side is not coming on, because they're one of the few certs that are certified on the continent. And they yeah. can create a center to develop cert capacity building for the African continent.
Yeah, you mean CENSAD, eh? the REC?
No, not CENSAD, cert for certified cybersecurity, certified training, this
okay.
thing. So because they have a good center.
Okay, do we have a focal point? Who is the focal point for Egypt for ICT with us today? Connected?
Yes, Engineer Wael Farag is here.
Yes. Hi. So, can you maybe, there was a suggestion why we don't have any project from in the ICT sector in the northern region. Actually, this is true. There are no projects at this stage. Are there any plans for projects in the ICT, as suggested by our colleague? Abdou is the ICT focal point and is the ICT specialist at AUDA, so he knows the sector very well. Maybe it's an opportunity to discuss and explore these opportunities now. Mr. Farag?
EgyptAir and the Egyptian Civil Aviation project is it's a continental one, actually. But I think in the form, we have to select the region and select the groups to do it. So we don't have a selection in the to annotate that project as a continental one, as you said.
No, let me explain this. Maybe let me explain this. Which project are you referring to? Are you referring to this one, the aviation?
Aviation
number 16, yeah.
Number 16, okay. So if we look at number 16, it's classified under transport, air transport, Egypt and Northern Africa. So as I said, to make it become continental, from a very practical, I would say, criteria point of view, the only thing which is needed is to add one country which is outside the northern region to show how that country will benefit. So you can do this by this. Let me show you where you can do this. If you come
all,
here.
All countries were added. The beneficiary countries, all countries in Africa were added.
Okay. So it's in the beneficiary countries. Okay. But then how come it's not, but even in the region, I think this is automatic. This is automatic.
The region, we did not select the region.
Okay, it's selected based on member countries. So I think that is the point actually.
You just put continental there. The region put continental because
this is all the
African.
The region is generated by the system. It's not generated by them.
Okay.
It picks from the member states. So what you need to do, actually, this is the point, actually. Because it's only Egypt as a member state, although it qualifies as a regional project because the beneficiary is the whole of Africa, to make it outside, the first practical point is to make it continental and to make it go out beyond the north region. All you need to do, if possible, is to add here in the member states another country other than Egypt, and if possible, better again, outside northern region. So if you put here, let's say, and this is a COMESA project, if I'm not mistaken, this is a COMESA. Who will validate this? The COMESA.
Yeah. Yeah, so okay. Put COMESA as member states. Put COMESA member states.
No, COMESA is not a member state. The member state is the list
member,
of 5 countries.
Members, COMESA member states.
The
member
whole
states
member states.
Are countries.
Yeah. Countries of COMESA members. The members of COMESA. Yeah.
So,
if you put members of COMESA, then automatically it will go to Eastern, Southern, whatever. Eastern and Southern will appear automatically. This is an automatic process. So just put the list of all the, from this list of COMESA here, from this long list of 55 countries you copied here, just include maybe the main ones actually, just to be able to justify it. With whom are you working closely, the most closely actually? Even if you would be enough just to make it for the Northern, Eastern, Southern, whatever to appear here. Probably not the Western because COMESA is not in Western Africa, but everywhere COMESA is present should appear here. Will automatically the region should appear. So two things, it becomes a continental project and it goes out of the northern region quota. These are the two practical implications.
What I understood is that member states are the states that are going to provide the project.
Yes.
Is that true?
It is
Egypt who's going to provide the project.
Okay, I understand. I think in that case, this could be a special case. So if you have difficulties in the technical difficulties to explain it as such, what you could do in the other section here, in the description or whatever, let's say the brief description, even here, put a note here, highlight that this is a continental project. but which is only supplied, which is only implies Egypt as the member state, but definitely make a case here that it's a continental project in terms of the beneficiary countries, even the regions. And on that basis, then the task force can decide how to treat this in terms of...
I think something has to be done about this region selecting. It shouldn't be automatic. It should be selected so that it would be easier. Just writing something, yeah, someone might not see it or what.
Yes, you're right. You're right about this, but maybe it's too late now to come up to this, to make changes, actually. Maybe.
Can I make a comment, Krishna?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much. I think with respect to institutions that provide capacity building, and you will see them in areas like aviation, maybe even railways, and shipping, and of course ICT, the task force must have a hint insight so that they talk to the member state that has proposed it, and if they can then be able to make it a continental center of excellence, then that is okay.
Definitely.
And those can be identified, because for example, ECOWAS has proposed a facility for
maintenance.
Repairs of, yeah. And can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on.
Yeah. ECOWAS has also made a proposal on a center for maintenance of aviation equipment.
Yes.
And that should also have, should be accelerated to become a continental, if possible, if they agree, a continental facility.
Yes, you're right. Actually, their focus, yeah, they have listed. They have listed the 15 countries in ECOWAS, but why not? Yes. If the
Krishna, can I have a suggestion?
Yes, go on.
Or maybe on the title of project, if you come back to basic information in the title of project, you can put here continental project aviation capacity building in Africa.
Exactly, good suggestion. Also, that's another way of highlighting the fact that.
But we can't see it.
Yeah, you can. It's immediately visible that this is a continental aviation capacity building in Africa. Actually, in Africa would be in that, but putting continental reinforces this dimension. It's already.
And I think we could look for the same facilities in areas like railways. I mean, the railway industry is growing up, and probably in shipping, but railways and ICT and aviation, those are important to have regional centers of excellence.
No, there is one in Peter Pap 1, and South Africa was identified for railway stock building.
If we just write continental aviation capacity building in Africa, it's just writing. I mean, it should be something like a drop down to select from.
Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right.
I don't think it serves though what we want to say.
No, don't worry about the outcome. We will definitely flag this as a continental project. There is a little technical difficulty now, and as I said, at 5 days before the problem with this database is that we don't want to touch it. The problem we had with Mr. Talwa is probably linked to some changes that were made. So the more you touch the database, you can create instability and all that. So we don't want to play with it now. We just want to leave it stable as it is, and then to find ways to take on board all this. But the reason why the continental category didn't appear is that, and this is the whole essence of AUC work, actually, to have continental integration. So this will definitely be taken on board. We are creating a new category. We have at least 17 projects with this one, 18 actually. This one doesn't figure in the 17 because of this region is only northern, but we will definitely, I mean, don't worry about this. And this filtering is not a mechanical process. It's not done by a robot, a machine that will just
look. Yes, correct.
We have a very
Krisa, yes. That's why the task force is there.
Exactly.
Because I highlighted this. And yes. This was the main reason we're looking at every individual project that's
submitted. Project one by one.
Yes. And then we look at it. And if we feel that there is some extra work that needs to be done or extra clarification, we'll go back to the project owner to clarify so that we can be able to classify the projects properly.
Exactly, perfect. Don't be rest assured, there's a lot of work going in the background to look, to analyze. This is not being done by computers, by machines, or, you know, ranking, etc. There's a lot of a whole task force is working, looking at the projects and talking to you if need be, as Abdu said, to bring out these continental dimensions. This will definitely be taken on board. But at this stage, what I would advise, just add continental aviation on the title. And if possible, add the list of COMESA countries, which will immediately make it out of the quota. These are the two things I suggest for now. But definitely, this project will be taken in the continental category.
Okay.
Yes. Krishna.
Yes. Go on.
Can you explain this point in French? Oui,
c'est très important. Alors, comme on a vu avec ce cas, c'est le projet de Aviation Capacity Building. Donc, c'est un projet de renforcement de capacité dans le domaine de l'aviation civile. Et pour les raisons techniques, ce projet, puisqu'il est uniquement implémenté par l'Égypte, la seule région qui apparaît automatiquement quand on sélecte l'Égypte, c'est l'Afrique du Nord. Mais alors que ce projet est un projet d'intérêt continental, parce que les bénéficiaires sont tous les pays de l'Afrique. Alors, les deux, ce qu'on a suggéré, d'abord, on a dit que, en fait, l'évaluation n'est pas faite de façon mécanique. Hein, ce n'est pas fait par des algorithmes, par des ordinateurs. Il y a tout un task force de au moins 16 personnes des quatre institutions qui analysent en profondeur les projets qui font ressortir. Et c'est justement le rôle de l'Union africaine. L'existence même de l'Union africaine, c'est d'avoir une intégration à l'échelle continentale. Même si la catégorie continentale n'apparaît pas, et on a dit que c'est un peu tard à ce stade d'aller modifier les logiciels, tout ça pour faire ça, on va définitivement prendre en compte ce projet. Donc, ce qui a été suggéré dans un premier temps, c'est que les porteurs du projet rajoutent dans la liste des membres au moins les pays de la COMESA, qui est le REC, le CER qui va valider. Ça va automatiquement faire ressortir région Est, Nord, Sud, etc., où sont placés les membres de la COMESA. Et deuxièmement, de rajouter dans le titre, de rajouter Continental, donc Continental Capacity Building, donc dans le titre même de faire ressortir que c'est continental, et d'expliquer ici, dans la partie description, ce qu'on veut dire par là, en fait. Voilà. Donc, si vous avez des cas similaires de projet continental, il faudrait trouver le moyen de le faire ressortir et sinon de nous le signaler ou de nous écrire carrément et on va revenir. On va définitivement, à ce moment-là, les placer dans la catégorie continentale. L'implication concrète, si on fait ça, c'est que le projet ne se retrouve plus dans le quota des 10, qui serait un peu unfair, en fait. Ce ne serait pas juste que ce projet bénéficie toute l'Afrique alors qu'il utilise un des 10 du quota du Nord, de l'Afrique du Nord. Il faudrait le faire sortir de ce quota et on a expliqué comment en faisant faire ressortir toutes les régions là. Voilà. Ok, Younes, on passe à les quelques projets qui restent.
Oui, exactement. Alors, donc, tu as répondu à une question que j'allais poser par rapport au quota des 10 projets.
Ah oui, non, ça répond. Ça, c'est la façon technique de le faire ressortir. Ouais. Alors, ce qui nous reste comme projet, c'est à traiter, c'est… Voilà. Donc, on a vu le hub. Alors là, je vois, il y a Nafisat ATM Center. Donc, alors, vous voyez que dans ce cas, c'est un Air Traffic Management Center. Donc là, c'est plus lié à… je dirais, les tours de contrôle, hein, Regional Air Traffic Management, la régulation du trafic aérien, etc. Et dans ce cas, justement, vous voyez que déjà les membres, le fait que les membres sont déjà indiqués comme étant cette longue liste de membres, ben, automatiquement, le système fait apparaître l'Afrique du Nord et l'Afrique de l'Est. So I was saying, Mr. Farag, let's see who. Yeah, again, the same people, the same owners, actually, than the other project. Maybe you could explain to us the difference between this and the capacity building project, Mr. Farag? If you know, if you're involved in this?
Again, the question, please.
Could you explain to us how is this one different from the capacity building one?
North African Air Traffic Management Center.
Maybe this is more linked to air traffic control.
No, this yeah. project is not a training based project. It's not an educational one.
This is an operational one. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Our project is a training one, educational one. Okay. Investing in human resources. Maybe this one is building a
coordination and, across air traffic.
Yes, building facilities. This is a
CNS ATM project, which is dealing with air navigation.
Okay. So operation regulation. Yeah.
No. It's more of a traffic management. So it has got now you can have what you call the control of upper airspace, instead of having various sort of control centers. You can have one control center that controls aircrafts on when they are on the high flight. I mean, when they are flying,
high above altitude.
It's
a navigational control whereby you have aircrafts moving from one country to another, and it's monitored throughout the way, and then giving the landing rights and time allocations and slots.
Perfect. Okay. So it's a coordination, better coordination of air traffic.
But by the way, this will work together with the SATEM.
It's
only a component of SATEM within this code, what you call the Northern Africa region. You know, there are various regions for air navigation control.
But
eventually they are supposed to be integrated so that you have a continental system.
So at this stage, the Northern and Eastern are concerned, but eventually could include the other regions.
The others are within their own regions. We can give that information quickly, and you see that, for example, in Southern Africa, there is another region, and in West Africa, there is another AFI region.
Yes. Okay. Okay, understand. Air traffic, yeah, okay. Okay, so let's move to the rest. So the other one is Pôle Aéronautique en Algérie. Donc Pôle Aéronautique, donc ça c'est un projet de... Alors, on voit quelle est la différence entre ça et les deux autres. Pôle aéronautique dans le sens schéma directeur. Il y a quelqu'un de l'Algérie qui est porteur. Alors, voir le porteur. Chetibi, encore une fois, monsieur Chetibi. Younes, vous êtes au courant de ce projet?
Oui, je l'ai vu, comme j'ai dit, peut-être. C'est un pôle aéronautique au niveau de l'Algérie. Juste comme j'ai dit, on a eu une discussion avec Hassan et Nordin. On pourra peut-être savoir la dimension régionale.
Il faut renforcer la dimension régionale.
Un petit éclaircissement sur ce projet. Est-ce qu'il sert Est-ce que c'est un transport national ou peut-être il servira de transport international?
Parce qu'effectivement, c'est un projet qui est implémenté par l'Algérie, région Nord, mais le bénéficiaire est uniquement l'Algérie. Donc là, ça risque de poser un problème au niveau de justificatif de projet d'intégration régionale. Il faudrait l'étudier et faire ressortir éventuellement cette dimension régionale en rajoutant la liste des pays bénéficiaires et la les autres. Et les faire ressortir clairement. Ok, donc je crois qu'il reste un dernier projet, c'est le VICMED. Voilà, le dernier projet dans la liste des 19, c'est VICMED. Bon, ça, c'est un projet qui existe depuis assez longtemps. Il est déjà validé par la COMESA. Donc, c'est le fameux projet qui coupe les trois régions, centre, nord, est, de navigation fluviale sur le Nil Blanc, en fait. OK, so this is the regional project, cross-regional project that will be in the continental category, cross-regional category, and will be assessed as such. So we've come to the list of 19. So at this stage, this is what we have. So going to looking at the regions, today, Northern region has only 19. So maybe UNES, if you have some visibility on this, if we could look at what potential. So all these 19 are okay. And we said we're going to keep these 19, except I think we had a draft somewhere. We need to eliminate this draft. No, I think this is. Okay, this one. This is a draft. I think this one, if we exclude this one, then we have 18 projects. And then UNES, maybe you can guide us what can be done between now and the 30th of June. What is in the pipeline? We know a few other projects from Mr. Talwa.
Hello, can I interrupt?
Yes, please.
Krishna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Before you give the floor to Krishna, as you said, I see there is no ICT project, and there is another project going from Nigeria to Niger to Algeria, the Trans-African Sub-Saharan Optical Fiber Cable. I don't know what AMU is not involved in that project. The project is starting from Nigeria along the pipeline. But there is no ICT project, although the region is the most developed region in terms of ICT for compared to the other African regions, according to the ITU ICT development index.
Continental
Aviation
Capacity. Yes, go on.
Yeah, I said there is no ICT project, yes. And then there is another project, whether they are involved in or not, that starts from Nigeria and optical fiber to Algeria, and then maybe they cross the Mediterranean Sea to France. And they are not here. And the other point I want to say, the North region is the most advanced region in terms of ICT, according to the ITU ICT Development Index. Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Dafala. Yes, this point was also raised by Abdu. Maybe Abdu, you want to intervene?
Yes, the that's why I said it's a PICI project, and virtually the fiber from Algeria to Niger have already been implemented. It's a PIDA 1 project, PIDA project. It's the link from Niger to Nigeria that I think hasn't been completed yet. We've been trying to get information regarding that. That's why I said maybe Eunice should talk to Mustafa, and then, or Sami rather, Sami should talk to Mustafa. And because the fiber also moved into Chad, and that aspect has been done. I think that whole project was being financed by the Algerians. So they finance the leg in Niger and in Chad. And there is also a road there that also sort of are from Algeria into Niger. That's why I said to you it was an integrated project which have three components. So it was the Nigeria leg that's really we haven't had joy in terms of trying to get information regarding that. But there is a focal point. There is a lady as Krishna has alluded, because she's the one who sort of listed the project itself, but it's still in its draft form, isn't it? So it means that the information is yet to be completed.
Yes. But
the other thing I want to say is Eunice Hassan, I think North Africa has, as Krishna said, 18 projects, but I think they don't have any project because none of these projects have been validated. It hasn't been completed. I just only see one green.
Yeah.
So if we have to evaluate now, there is only one project we can evaluate. So can we please have the orders validated and the information completed so that we can then fully say you have 18 projects?
Yes, Younes, this is what we also suggested to Younes. Please don't wait for the last minute. I know it only takes a click. Please take it. You don't have many. Fortunately, 18 is not much, especially those who are not draft. Find out why, what is preventing you from validating it. Okay, you take one by one, talk to the owners. If something is missing, if you're not happy. So you have to validate, Younes. Eh? So you have to do that upfront work of talking to them, checking and validating. And I would suggest, as Abdu said, please don't wait. Do it one by one. Get them out of the list. Get them green so that then you can focus on the others. Otherwise, yes, time would be the problem. The concerning the gas pipeline, Madame Bouzama actually informed us that they are doing this official liaison with the other countries to get that to complete this project. So I guess, but concerning the point you raise up, Abdu, the question is, would that missing fiber optic link, could it be integrated in, because right now this is classified in the petroleum gas pipeline. Is there a need for a new project, another project to fill the gap, that missing link? This is the question maybe Younes
No, it's not a new project. It's part of the project because like it's an integrated project with different components.
Yes, I understand. But even we said PDAPAP 1 uncompleted or incomplete could be introduced under PDAPAP 2. The question is whether it justifies, whether it's a big enough, you know, gap or new component to justify a new project, or whether it can be treated under the existing PDAPAP 1 project. That is, I think, we need to clarify this. But I think, Younes, I think this is where maybe you have to talk to your, as Abdu suggested, talk to Sami, talk to your focal points in the countries and try to understand why we don't have any ICT project in the northern region. Otherwise, this could create an imbalance because in every other region, we do have a relatively good balance between the four sectors. If we leave it like this, then the northern region may be the only region where we would miss one sector, which could become problematic.
Yes, okay, Krishna. We will try to organize a meeting between us this week and maybe send an email to the ICT focal point for the north region and ask to submit their projects. Maybe I don't know. Maybe Sami is connected now. Here,
let me see.
But we will organize a maybe.
Sami is connected. Mr. Sami. Sami Hafnui. Hafnawi.
Yes, Sami is online.
Yeah, maybe Sami. Can you hear us? Maybe it's not
okay. We will try to organize. And if I can send an email to the focal point of ICT.
Yeah, please.
And ask them to put and to submit the projects. I will try to do it today or tomorrow.
Can I ask here, please?
Yes, go on, Dora.
Thank you. A few moments ago, I suggested to include in the ICT section a component on which theme would be the nexus water, food, energy. If we are provided with the contact point of the ICT focal point, we could provide them with the outline we had developed for Egypt and see in what way that can be extended to the remaining of North Africa region. And a subsidiary question, is it okay if this is developed at the level of the North Africa region, meaning this ICT project, or should it include other African countries besides the North African region?
No, I think it's perfectly okay to have only, I mean, you don't need to include other than North Africa, as long as you have at least two countries within North Africa. This is the whole point. To justify
of
the,
course.
Yeah, if you have two or three countries within North Africa, as you suggested, the Northern UMA members, actually. But I think Egypt is not a member of UMA, so you would need...
Well, no, but we are in North Africa, though.
Yes, yes. So you have... No, I'm talking about the REC. So the problem is if you submit as Egypt... Ah, yeah, so understand the problem. So you are Egypt, we're trying to submit a project from Egypt. So to be validated by COMESA, because I think the only REC which can validate is COMESA, but you need other, but this is not a problem. It can be validated by COMESA, but you still can have other members, other countries that benefit. That is not an issue.
Okay.
As long as you can show, for example, Tunisia actually is a member of COMESA also. So just including Tunisia Egypt would already be enough to make it a regional project and to validate
Libya,
it for COMESA.
Libya is also a member of COMESA.
COMESA. So if you put these three, so Tunisia, Libya, and that becomes the three COMESA countries. COMESA validates the project, but nothing prevents you then from including beneficiaries being Algeria or other countries in northern, the whole of northern region as beneficiary.
Okay.
Yeah. So concretely, Eunice, how do we? So, madam, do you have the access rights?
Let me intervene in.
Yeah, please. Go on, Dr.
Dafa. I think the proposal of UNIS is better. Although this project can be open for the North African countries, but you need the buy-in, the ownership of the North African countries, not just include without their ownership. So it is better for UNIS to contact the focal points in the AMU and see their feedback on ICT projects, and he can suggest this project if they wish to join.
Yes. Very good suggestion, Dapala.
Okay.
I am just looking at the time constraint in case, you know, you so that you don't miss the deadline. You can always, you know, work on the project and improve it, but at least if you could do the basics, you know, make it appear in the list before the 30th of June, that would be great. Then you don't miss the opportunity And you can mention that you're also talking, you're also planning to include, to do the other route, that is talking to the other focal points and trying to make it cover the whole, to get ownership from the whole of Northern Africa. That also can be mentioned. But nothing prevents you from submitting this and saying it's a conceptual stage, pre-feasibility stage, and that this is how you, COMESA has validated it as a regional project.
Okay, and where could we have the guidelines for the presentation of those preliminary projects?
Ah, the guidelines for submission?
Yes.
But it's there on the website. This is the what I showed initially.
Okay.
This is the...
Yes, yes.
The submission guideline is here. You just download it.
Okay.
It's actually available in Arabic also. This is what I showed in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. You can.
Thanks.
Everything is on the website. Eh? This is the first source. But if you have difficulties, please don't hesitate to talk, to write to us. There's a contact us function somewhere. You can just write to us, and then we will revert to
okay.
you. With the, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Now, if for the Egyptian capacity building project,
yes.
it is already established. And it's functioning already. So the visibility study. It's not in the in that part. It's already functioning.
But
so
how can we
say that?
No, but then you need to say it in the description section.
Yeah, I've done that, but still there was no other way to say that in the.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Yeah, okay. So I'm just trying to find the right. This one. Okay. So you need to say actually you should select the highest level actually, which is under implementation, and then describe.
It was not available option.
Ah bon? Wait, let's have
it look. Was the highest level was financial ending and closing, something like that.
Ah, okay. But that's maybe the special case. So you could in that case mention it somewhere in the project that this is an ongoing, this is already happening. But
yes, I've done that.
But so it's fine.
That's okay, huh?
It's fine. Then we will take that under consideration and look at the what exactly the project is looking for in terms of new financing to do new activities. That will be scrutinized. Don't worry about this. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Krishna.
Hello, Krishna. Yes. Hello, Krishna.
Yes, Yuni, I know Jonas, you raise your hands. Maybe we hear from Jonas. He raised hands. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, my name is Jonas.
Yeah.
I just want to make some comments on the transboundary water project.
Go on.
I know in AMU, there might be no river basin organization. So projects might not be ready for submission. For example, for ECOWAS, ECAS, COMESA, and so on, we have got so many ready-made projects in the river basin authorities. But in the northern, that's in AMU, can we think of projects on decision support systems, like aquifer-wide modelings, crossing 2-3 countries as a candidate project? Because I saw the project that is submitted, it is worth $1 million. So for a continental project, submitting a $1 million project might not be attractive.
No,
I've seen projects, I have seen projects, maybe $500 million worth.
$1 million for studies. This is what I said initially.
For studies, but I expect, a much better project than this one. Like,
okay.
So is it possible?
That's what I suggest in the Krishna, with your permission.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest that there is tiny project, you need to integrate them together, especially maybe by region and so on, so that to maximize the investment of those projects, they can have same procurement, but different countries and so on, because 2 million, 5 million is not a big amount for investment.
Yeah, you're right, perfectly right. So what I would suggest in the water sector, Jonas, if you could, if we could talk actually, if you could assist UNES to liaise with these water focal points in the countries, and eventually the water focal point. UNES, do you have a water focal point within AMU?
Yes, there is Hassan Bouti.
So Hassan Bouti, if you could talk to, organize a call between you.
Can you please, maybe you can speak in French.
Okay. Donc il faudrait, je pense, Jonas is English speaking, so I'll translate. So Hassan Bouti, UNES et les points focaux concernés des pays. dans l'Afrique du Nord, il faudrait en fait organiser un call dédié avec votre collègue là, expert de l'eau, Jonas, pour voir comment faire ce travail d'intégration, essayer d'aboutir à des projets plus intéressants par rapport aux organisations de bassins, aux aquifères, tout ça. Bon, en fait, ce n'est pas tout à fait vrai. Il faut vrai de dire qu'il n'y a pas de... maybe you should talk in English. Younes, there are some organizations like OSS, but they have proposed the project. OSS, their project is more targeting Burkina and Niger, so that's why it's under ECOWAS. It doesn't fall under Northern, but the aquifer cuts across Northern and Western. So OSS is one of them. They have a project under ECOWAS. And I think there are organizations like NSS, Mr. Talwa, who will be submitting projects. So there is a lot happening in the water sector, but you're right. We should now look at bigger, more ambitious projects cutting across the whole region or with other regions. That is definitely where we can add more value to this. So I think we've come to the mostly the end. I don't see any hands raised. Yakuba from AUC is there. Maybe if you want to say something, Yakuba. And Charlie, do you have any questions unanswered in the chat box?
Yes, Krishna, there's a question from Imani Khalili. Yes. And she was asking that she needs more details about the reason behind the Nafisat ATM project, why it was not submitted to COMESA, like the aviation capacity building in Africa.
No, but it has been. It is on the website. We just look at it. So what is, I don't understand the question. Maybe we can have a separate discussion with her, because that is, project is already on the website. Not validated, but it has to be. It has to be validated, but it's there. It's already there, I think.
Okay. And then another one is regarding to the project of aviation capacity building, mm-hmm. which phase we can entitle it, because this project is already existing.
We just discussed this with Mr. Ferag. This is the point. Yeah, we discussed this, Charlie. We already talked about this, that they've already put a note that it's an existing project, and they will highlight what is new, actually, what they want to do next with this project.
Okay, I think that's all.
Okay, so colleagues, Younes, if you want to add some message to your members. I mean, the message we have to Amu is, don't wait for the last day, last minute. Please process, validate these projects, talk to the RECs, and if they need assistance, then please get in touch with us. Our experts, Jonas for water, Dr. Dafala for ICT, and Gilbert Maiti for transport was connected today. So you can ask if you need some kind of help. And colleagues, the members of the task force, Abdou, Younes himself, Christine, we are all here to help you, to assist you. There's Yakuba from African Union. Yakuba, do you want to say a few words? Do you want to add anything?
Krishna?
Yes, go on, Christine.
Yes, thank you. I'm so sorry, as Mr. Yakuba didn't say anything, so that I jumped in. So the what I would like to add is about you have an expert on water actually, and Mr. Dr. Jonas, and he's speaking English, but you are here. Myself, for example, also I can translate for the water focal point national, so in French speaking. So do not hesitate to write to us, write to the, in French or in English, to the water consultant, but you are there to translate those messages.
Yes,
and anything. Yes.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you for this intervention, and thank you for your help, actually. I must say, Christine has been very, very helpful between Christine and our colleague Olushula, they have done the translations between experts, RECs, member states to ensure that language doesn't become a barrier to send projects. So thank you again, Christine, for this, for your help and your offer to help in the translation in the northern region also. Very appreciated.
Thanks.
Yeah. So colleagues, I think if you don't have any other comments, suggestions, maybe Younes, you want to add a last message and then we can close.
Okay, Krishna, thank you. I don't know if in English or French, but we'll try to achieve some projects who are already submitted and ask, and we will ask to focal points to complete them, and we will focus also to the ICT sector. Yes. We will try to send an email to the focal point of ICT to submit their project. And also this idea about the water sector, about the cost, we will discuss this issue also. Donc on va un peu se focaliser sur les projets qui sont déjà soumis et essayer de les compléter, de demander des informations qui manquent au point focal. On va essayer d'envoyer un mail pour encourager les points focaux de se mettre les projets sur le télécom, ICT, et aussi sur la question de l'eau, d'avoir un projet, un méga projet avec un budget plus intéressant.
OK.
Donc, on a ces 8 jours qui seront un peu chargés, donc en espérant qu'on va aboutir, Inch'Allah.
Merci Younes. En tout cas, merci à vous tous. On a eu aujourd'hui, je pense, des discussions très très profondes. Et Abdou, you want to say something? Please go on.
No, Krishna. Thank you very much. Thanks everybody. Yes. It's been a pleasant experience, and I hope we look forward to receiving any queries and situations so that we can further help. Dr. Dafala is around, so he's mandate and input is to try and help the regions and everyone within the ICT framework so that we can have more projects within that frame. So can you please make sure that you utilize his capacity so that we can have more ICT projects within the region. Thank you very much, Krishna.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you, Abdul. Thank you. See you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so otherwise, good luck for your submissions, and let's hope we have a good portfolio for the northern region. And thank you again. So maybe we will do a last session on the 30th of June to look at the results, at what is still outstanding for the whole, for all the regions. Okay, so thank you and stay safe. Keep well.
Thank you
very much. Mr.
Krishna, please.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Mr. Krishna.
Yes. Mr. Talwa. Yes.
Yes. I will be very grateful if you solve the.
Yes. Yes. We will address this. Don't worry. This is top priority for. We need to address this today or tomorrow at latest. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, colleagues.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Shadi. Thank you.
Krishna.
Yes, Shadi. Go on.
Have you seen the M&E report?
Wait a minute. What? No, not
please
yet.
Please check
not
your yet. Emails.
Yeah, I'll do this.
Check your email. I sent you something.
Okay, thanks. I'll have a look. Yeah. Okay, good.